Have you ever wanted to take control of your health and truly understand your body? Flow is the number one female health app, trusted by over 380 million people worldwide. Co-created with more than 120 leading health and medical experts, Flow is your go-to for tracking periods, ovulation, and even pregnancy. And now you can get 30% off Flow Premium for a whole year with the code LGU. With Flow, you'll unlock personalized insights, expert advice, and everything you need to feel empowered every day. Download Flow now, and don't forget to use the code LGU for your exclusive discount. Hello, dumplings. Welcome to Let's Get Ugly, the podcast where we dive deep into the latest beauty, wellness, and lifestyle secrets that aren't always pretty, but always real.
We're your co-hosts, Trishna and Disha.
The sister duo keeping it 100% authentic, really sassy, and silly all at the same time.
We are really, really silly. So come join us, grab your favorite drink, and welcome to this episode of Let's Get Ugly.
Welcome. We're back.
We're back. Season two.
New crystal bracelets and all.
Today's topic is going to be quite interesting because we are so ingrained in the business of brand building.
Yes, we are.
And I feel like very rarely do people actually mention what goes wrong.
Yes.
And I think it's time to kind of lift the lid on controversies, accidents, crises, and a little bit of our home, which is London, and some of our favorite things to do.
Yes, let's get into it. So we'll be answering the questions, both of us, but I'll ask you first. Do you believe there's such thing as bad publicity, or can all mistakes be spun into opportunities?
This is a really good question because there's often that term, there's no such thing as bad PR.
Yes.
I think there is such a thing as bad PR in today's world, but I don't think that everyone's always going to remember it.
That's true. I mean, I completely agree with you because I feel like everyone's like, oh, the Kardashians spin anything in from bad PR to good PR. But actually, it's just a long-term game that they're playing. And I feel like, yes, we do forget, of course, because people become canceled and uncanceled. So do brands. And I just think it's one of those things where we're moving so fast. We're brain rotting.
Yes.
And then we just forget and move on. But of course, you can make mistakes. And of course, there are instances in which it's harder to return to the spotlight, as it were.
It's really interesting because I feel like if you know that there is going to be bad PR, like if you know that something is going to picture you in a negative light, you have the chance to spin it into an opportunity. And you can actually spin it into quite a good one. Because if you know something is coming, you can kind of play with it. I think make fun of it, maybe even like create a little bit of jest around it.
Yeah.
And it definitely does actually work out in your favor.
Definitely. And I also think, as Lisa Rinna says, own it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's probably the best way to get around it.
What's one personal or professional branding lesson you've learned from a mistake?
Okay, so I'm going to talk about a photo shoot that we did with Cole Creatives. So for those of you guys who don't know, Cole Creatives is a brand founded by Trishna, and it is an inclusive beauty tools brand. It's amazing. I love it, of course. What's the only things we use in terms of beauty tools?
True. It is true.
And we wouldn't ever produce something if it wasn't good. That's not our vibe. So, and I think it was one which I was overly excited about, I think, because it was mystical and spiritual. I mean, I've always worked with the brand, but I was even more involved at this stage. It was one where it just didn't fit with the vibe of all the other shoots in a way. It's like we'd almost lost the kind of visual identity, which is quite important. So it was a beautiful shoot. It looked amazing. Didn't look like Cole Creatives though. And that was one thing that I learned looking back. We always get overexcited. That's probably one thing to kind of take note of, but don't be too overexcited that it kind of gets misconstrued when you're delivering something visual, because it makes such a big difference. The product was the product. It was the same, right? So that didn't exactly change. But in terms of the packaging decisions as well, in terms of the way that it looked, beautiful either way, but not in line with the colors, the scheme, the vibe, for sure.
100% agree that the biggest mistake that brands make usually is related to visual consistency. I think it's so difficult to stay focused on one thing when you are so overly connected on social media. There's new things all the time, and it's really difficult to not get excited by those new things. And so, you know, reining yourself in is something that I really struggle with.
Yeah. I think that's why we work well together, because one of us goes off with the idea and the other one's like, wait, how is this going to look? How is this going to be?
I mean, I love the idea of like cross-industry stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm always looking for something that's like not what we would normally do, or something that's like a bit extraordinary. And I don't think that that's really necessarily positive.
I think it is, because it helps us think more creatively, but at the same time, that's why we have each other, right? So it's like, if one person thinks of an idea and it's so left field that it doesn't make sense, then together we work to make it make sense in the end, for sure.
I definitely do have that though. Like, I have shower thoughts. Like, all of a sudden now, I've just had like a really cool idea, which I'll share with you off camera.
Yes, please
but
do.
I know what our next launch at Campaign is going to be.
I'm so excited to tell you no.
when we talk about social media fails, mm-hmm. This is really interesting. Do you think that the speed of the internet makes it harder for brands to recover from social media fails?
Controversial opinion, but no, I don't. I actually think it makes it easier, because it moves so quickly. So people just forget and move on and accept it. Or you can do a new campaign, you can do a new launch, you can look different, feel different, use different people, and then you're fine again, you're back on board. Ethically, I have different opinions on that. Yep. But in terms of the way that we see social media working, I think that it makes it easier.
I love a social media fail. Like, I love a social media fail, because I think it's the best kind of fail to have. Mm-hmm. And it's just softer, you know? Like, people will forget about it. People may never find it again. Positive. It's a win-win.
That's true.
This is a really good question.
Yes.
I know my answer. I wonder if yours is the same.
Oh, I'm scared. Actually, it probably is, right?
Which one of these brands could you revive and why?
Okay.
Blockbuster, MySpace, or BlackBerry?
Tough one. I'm going to say Blockbuster.
I was going to say same. Curious to know why.
Just because nostalgia, having a big moment, and we are returning to habits from a consumer behavior perspective. We are in a place where things are really unsettling and unstable. So going back to these nostalgic habits is almost reconnecting with the time where we might have felt more settled. And also, I mean, aside from the serious reason, it's just fun. Like, you could do so much with it. But I want to hear your reason, because mine's very serious.
Well, when we were growing up, we used to go visit our grandparents. Mm-hmm. And they live in a city which is not necessarily very cosmopolitan. And Blockbuster was one of my like highlights. And we have all these pictures of us in front of Blockbuster specifically.
Yes.
That it's just one of those things that I really remember doing and borrowing those movies. And mm-hmm. I think that's also why I'm in a habit of like rewatching things. Like, for example,
oh gosh,
the movie Blink Twice is a movie that I bought instead of going to the cinema. And I bought it maybe in the first week of November, and I have seen it almost every day since.
Yes.
Genuinely. So if we're talking about like cost per use, super efficient.
I agree. I think rewatching is fun. We do it a lot. With Blink Twice, maybe a bit too much. I wonder when you can start reciting the lines, you know, if there's a Blink Twice 2, you could be like, don't worry, guys, I can just recite the whole thing word for word.
I just feel like when it comes to Blockbuster specifically, it is that mentality of like, you borrow it, you rewatch it as much as you can at the time you've borrowed it, mm-hmm. and then you have to give it back.
Yeah.
And so I think that also echoes into rental market today. Mm-hmm. And I think that's cool.
It was cool. It just kind of reminds me when we were younger and would also borrow videos in Hong Kong, and we would always be late. Okay. The late fees were crazy, because we would be like, let's just watch it again for like 2 more days. And then we get into so much trouble for the late fees.
Yeah, for sure. They were worthwhile. Okay, now time for our little fun segment.
Yes, yes. So if you had to describe your personality as a London neighborhood, which one would it be?
Mine is Soho. 100%. Soho. It's got a little bit of everything. It's a little chaotic, mm-hmm. kind of crazy, and all the best Chinese food. And that is basically what I heavily resonate with.
Yeah, that's true. I think for myself, I was debating between East and West because we live East, but I love West. But I actually decided on Stoke Newington just because it has like a balance of everything. I feel like you can be very like wellness oriented. You can buy your crystals, which we know I'm like obsessed with. You can like go to the park and like be free in the outdoors, but also you can like have the best night of your life and like go to like really cute restaurants. You can party hard as well. And we all know I do love a good night out. So I would definitely say having a bit of both is me for sure. I go from one extreme to the other in a weekend or a week.
For sure. What's your favorite hidden gem in the city that no one seems to know about?
My hidden gem would be a restaurant.
Okay.
Cocktail bar, actually.
Okay.
Changing my mind. And it is one on Red Church Street called Chiave. And I just love it because it's so bougie looking inside and the drinks are really nice and no one seems to go. So it's like basically get a private bar.
That my favorite hidden gem in the city that no one seems to know about. I don't know if it's technically in the city, but it's that bridge.
Oh, yes, the bridge, yes.
So if you're driving anywhere near Oxford and you're on the freeway, there is a bridge. And every time we go past it, I'm like, wow. I send you pictures of it. So for me, it's the bridge.
We go to show everyone the bridge.
We will. We will show everyone the bridge. All my bad photos of the bridge. But yeah, it's the bridge.
So funny. So this is hard for both of us. Top three places to eat because we love food and going out for food. But I think we're going to pick the same places.
No, you go first.
Okay. So I would probably say Singapula.
Yes.
It's amazing. Singaporean food. And then across the street from that is The Eight, which is Hong Kong food. And it's like Dai Pai Dong style, which is like, how do you describe that in English? I don't even know.
It's like a cafe, like a Hong Kong style cafe with really traditional cheap eats.
Yes, and it is delicious. And then my third one, and you know what I'm going to say. Do you want to just finish my sentence for me?
No, I have no idea.
Din Tai Fung, obviously.
Okay.
Taiwanese food, delicious. We eat there like multiple times a week.
Yeah, I know. It's just annoying because you pick three places that I would have picked, so I'm going to pick three different places that are equally good.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Okay, my first one is probably going to be Phoenix Palace because they have a really, really big assortment of dim sum and these noodles that are addictive.
Yes.
The second would be Koba, which is Korean, but something about their like barbecues are delicious and their dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
And my last favorite place to eat would probably be Sessions Arts Club.
Yes. How did I forget about this?
Which is really cute because on the menus, they change them every week. And on the back of the menu, they always have like a kid's crayon drawing.
Yes.
And it's amazing. So yes, I would say that is my three top places to eat right now.
Great. I would say that'd be our shared six because we literally go to the same places. Okay. So our final segment is beauty quickfire questions that we ask every guest. So it's only fair that we answer them. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, so what's one beauty rule you love breaking?
I feel like I break so many. Oh, taking my makeup off at night. I'm terrible about it.
I would say mine would be that I don't condition my hair, but that's because it would literally stick to like my scalp if I did.
There's no benefit to breaking my beauty rule. I'm just lazy.
If you could give your younger self one piece of beauty advice, what would it be?
For me, it would be do not touch your eyebrows because I feel like I have way less eyebrow hair. And if I had just not done them, I would have been better off. Or done them minimally, I would have been better.
For me, it would be try not to wear the same lipstick colors as everyone else. Because like I feel like with you and our mom and our aunts, minus one of them, you guys would all wear like pinks and nudes. And I would try and I would look so bad. And there was this one pink Lady Gaga lipstick that she did with MAC, Viva Glam. And because I was obsessed, I had to wear it and I looked ridiculous. So I'd say just discover the dark colors earlier and just be happy that they suit you.
For me, it's when I bleached my brows. That was really weird. I was like, oh yeah, I'm really blonde, so I'm going to bleach my brows so that they match my hair. And that was a really bad idea.
So basically, don't do it is the advice you'd give yourself.
Like, if you're going to do it all the way, be like alien about it. But if you're trying to just match your hair color to your brows, brows really matter. So I would say don't do it. That's so weird. So weird.
So what's a beauty moment, good or bad, that you'll never forget?
That was it.
That was it? That was a bad one. I would say a good one then.
Okay.
A good one would be when I was in Thailand and I had like icy toned makeup and the gems, and they were so elegantly placed on. I loved it. Oil is a babe.
Oil is a babe. Well, thank you very much for listening to our episode. We hope you have been enjoying the season as much as we have, and we'll see you very soon.
Have you ever wanted to take control of your health and truly understand your body? Flow is the number one female health app, trusted by over 380 million people worldwide. Co-created with more than 120 leading health and medical experts, Flow is your go-to for tracking periods, ovulation, and even pregnancy. And now you can get 30% off Flow Premium for a whole year with the code LGU. With Flow, you'll unlock personalized insights, expert advice, and everything you need to feel empowered every day. Download Flow now, and don't forget to use the code LGU for your exclusive discount.